Don't worry, I'm not gonna hurt you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Kinkless Geek. Decided to put a solo one up because our lovely Fleshvine and Phantom were enjoying their one-year anniversary during the last Wednesday record. So you just get me. So no boobies except for the movies that I actually have. And it took me a while, but I decided to talk about something because a couple of weeks ago, we've entered award season. The award season comes with, of course, the first award of the year being the Golden Globe nominations. I decided to talk about, basically, its role, award shows in general, when it comes to our geek attributes. So, looking at our list, and noticing, we've got some pretty, a couple of good noticeable nominations. Looking at Best Picture, we have Inception, which I thought was one of the best movies I saw of this year. Although I didn't see a whole lot of movies, but it was one of my favorites. It deserves... That's under... Now, the one thing I will say about what I like about the Golden Globes is that they do break up categories, especially movie, to separate drama from comedy and musical. Which I think is kind of nice. That's one thing with the Academy Awards they don't do, which I think would be a little nicer, just because of the nature of it. Best movie drama, we have Inception, which it rightly deserves. Then you get to motion picture, comedy, or musical, and you have two that I think would follow under geek status, which would be the Tim Burton Alice in Wonderland. And the comic book movie Red, which was the Bruce Willis, Morgan Freeman, the elderly losers, I guess is what you should call it. Didn't get a whole lot of... It got some hype. Didn't seem to do great at the box office, but I guess the Golden Globes thought it was at least good enough to get nominated. Even though it is not a science fiction fantasy, it is a comic book movie. So it does fall under. And then we go into our TV. Well, of course, you know, they also have the animated, which, of course, animation really does fall under a geek the atypical geek category. But then we go to TV, and we see drama. I was very surprised and very happy, because the show we here at Kinky and the Geek have been talking about forever, The Walking Dead, did get nominated. None of the actors or actresses... got nominated, but that seems to be the way it works when it comes to more of the ensemble shows, when you don't have one character that really stands out from all the others. You kind of expect that. And then when you get into the comedy side of it, Big Bang Theory got nominated, which I've actually have come across. There's actually a divide really that really comes to the Big Bang Theory. You actually have two camps that are in the geek community that one side loves the show to death, thinks it's, you know, great, where the other side looks at it and goes, well, these are not my people, they're just making fun of us. I fall onto the camp that I actually do enjoy the show. Yeah, there are some stereotypes that come with it, but I mean, it's Hollywood, it's geeks, they're gonna kinda do that. But it's kinda nice to see a Geek 10 show. Although, technically, you want to think about it, the guys on Big Bangs are not geeks, they're nerds. There is a difference, and that's for another show. But other than that, I mean, we have, you know, the actor who plays Sheldon, he got nominated for best performance by an actor. And then you go back to the movies, you have a few, like Nolan did get for Inception, Johnny Depp is nominated for his role in Alice in Wonderland, and the soundtrack for Inception is actually up for best score. So there's some stuff that's not, I mean, it's not too bad, but you would like to see it, but, you know, they have to pick and choose, and you kind of understand it to a point, but there does seem to be, when it comes to award shows, or just award nominations in general, especially the Oscars, where... If you take a look, which I actually do have up, the top grossing movies of all time. Just looking at the top 10, You take out one movie, that being Titanic, which right now is number two. The rest are all fall under the geek wheelhouse. Number one being Avatar, three being Dark Knight, four is A New Hope, or Star Wars, five is Shrek 2, six is E.T., seven is Star Wars Episode 1, eight is Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest, nine is Toy Story 3, and 10 is Spider-Man. You have to go down as far as to 15, number 15 again, to get another what wouldn't fall under our wheelhouse, and then that would be Passion of the Christ. Again, go down to 21, it's Forrest Gump, and then everything in between until, to 45, which is Home Alone. Everything on this list of top-grossing movies falls under the geek wheelhouse of some sort of another, either fantasy, science fiction, or horror. But then you go to the Academy Award-winning list, and you realize that when it comes to science fiction, fantasy, and horror, you're lucky if you get the nominations for Best Visual Effects and stuff like that. It just seems like there seems to be a very just kind of a disharmony when it comes to what is popular and what is award-winning. I actually went through the list, and there are very few. Science fiction, I don't think a science fiction film has won ever for Best Picture. Several have been nominated. You look at Kubrick's 2001, Star Wars, of course, which is, I think a lot of people are the most famous one because it lost out to Annie Hall that year. Last year, we had Avatar and District 9 got nominated, but then again, they had gone back to the 10 movie nomination setup that they hadn't done, and you kind of see that. I have noticed it's not just geek-oriented science fiction, fantasy, or horror that seems to get pushed out. You also look at comedy films. They rarely. For most part, if you're not a weepy drama or a foreign film, you're not going to get nominated, or you're definitely not going to win. It seems like it just seems sometimes that the Academy you never see the what the people like and what the people who vote on these on the awards like ever come together. You see it cross sometimes. I mean, Lord of the Rings, Return of the King won. But I think some people have speculated that that comes more from the fact that I think that the nominating committee thought, this was their making up for not voting for Fellowship of the Ring, which, if you think about it, was the more Oscar-toned movie, because that was all character development and things like that. It fits a little more of the weepy period dramas that seems to permeate the Oscars. Now, don't get me wrong, I am not turning my nose up at, Oscar-winning movies. I actually did, if you remember, I sat through 4 of the 10 that I could get to, because I know there was at least 4 that didn't come out on video until after the Academy Awards show was actually on, and never did get to the 5th one that was out, which was Hurt Locker. But I did sit through, I did watch Up, District 9, Inglourious Basterds, and A Serious Man, which was the Coen Brothers film. And these were all really good movies. But the thing is we knew as watching these movies that none of these movies were going to be the one that won. Let me check first before I open my mouth and insert my foot. So Best Picture last year, 2001, it was The Hurt Locker won, and it was up against the ones we had already seen, plus Precious and Up in the Air and The Blind Side. But yeah, watching these movies, you pretty much know, no matter how good the movie is. I mean, Up was probably one of the best movies out there. And yes, it got, animated feature, but it really did deserve Best Picture because it was a very compelling story where you had this, you had this old man at the twilight of his life wanting to kind of go on and live this where he basically promised his wife they would live someday. you know, and hit the story of his journey with this boy. And yes, it was an animated feature, but it was so moving. I don't know anybody who didn't tear up, at least, during portions of this movie. And it was that moving. I mean, the opening sequence alone should have you, you know, wiping away, you know, dotting your eyes because they've gotten moist. Yeah, that's about all I really have to say. It just really does seem that there is a real discrepancy between award-winning and popular. Oh, I think it always has been. I don't think that's ever really going to change. People seem to want to take the movie business, or at least the award ceremony, seriously. It's the awarding. You have to be what AKA high art before they'll even look at you funny. Okay, well, that's all I really had to say on this one. Just wanted to get a nice little thing out, at least for you guys, because I know. Just wanted to get you guys out something. This might not be the best one. I thought I was a lot more prepared, but doesn't seem to be the case. Okay, well, as I wrap this up, just going to say you know how to get a hold of us. You can get us at the WordPress at www.kinkyandthegeek.wordpress.com. We now have a Facebook, which we mentioned at the end of the last one, which is Kinky and the Geek Podcast on Facebook. The Kinky and the Geek Twitter and Skype are still up and going, and hopefully we'll use a little bit more of those when we get going to the new year. So, yeah, that's it. So be good, or be good at it.